Mata Aaron and the Chartumim. So we'll start with a pshat, interesting thing. And then a Gemara in Menachos, which L'chayra needs a beer. The Pasuk says, Vayivla Mata Aaron is Mataisa. The Mata of Aaron swallowed up Mataisa. So Rashi, the reason is that when did the Mata of Aaron swallow their Matais? After it went back to reverted to being a Mata. Right? Rashi says, Valas Matais and Achash, and after it became a Mata. Where did Rashi get that from? Obviously, from the Lashon HaPasuk. The Pasuk said, Vayivle Mata Aaron as Matais. Right? So it's not Mata, it was Bailey when it was a Nochash, it was a Nochash. So that's the Chayr where Rashi got it from. So then the question arises, Apashta Shaila, so if you're going to be Medayik, like Rashi seems was Medayik, then when it says, Vayivle Mata Aaron es Mataisim, it means Dafka the Mata, when it was in a Matzav of a Mata. So then let's finish the Pasuk. Vayivle Mata Aaron es Mataisim. So it's Mashma, also then, L'chayr, that the Mata of Aaron only swallowed their Nechashim that they made, after their Nechashim went back to being Matas. So Mata Aaron, I understand. Mata Aaron is, you know, it's Magdil the Ness, right? It's Magdil the Ness that snakes might be in the habit of swallowing things, and even then maybe not this, right? But Matas are definitely not in the habit of swallowing things. Okay, so then I get it. That's it's Marba the Pella to Kiilu indicate that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is running the world, which Agav didn't help here. So you needed that. But what's the other part? If you're going to say Vayivle Mata Aaron, then Mataisim is also Mataisim. Swallowed them Dafka after they became back to being Mataisim. I think there's a big Yisoid here. The Targum Yainus and Ben Uziel here on the Pasuk says, when it's talking about what the Chartumim did, a Talkun, that means that they took each one, the Chartumim, Inesh Chutre, each one of them took their mata, Chutre is a stick, also Chutre, took their stick, the Havil Lecharmenin, and they became snakes. Uminyad, listen to what he adds, Uminyad, and immediately, Ishapichu Lemehevi Kein Shiruya. And immediately they went back to being the Mata. Immediately. What's Umiyad? They went back to being a Mata. And then Ubala Chutara and Eschutrayan. So he's saying very clearly that it was swallowed after it went back to the Matzav in which the quote Nechashim of the Chartumim were swallowed was when they were already Matas. But more than that, there's an emphasis, he's teaching us something in this Pasuk, that it happened Miyad. Miyad they came back. What's the taich of this Miyad? So the Inyan is very simple. The Inyan is there's a nafkamina of how Moshe Rabbeinu, Alpanov, it looks the same. You took a Mata and made it into a Nochash. Right? But there's a very big difference between them. That the Chartumei Mitzrayim, they had their PhDs in Kishuv. Right? They have PhDs in Kishuv. So that they were able to turn it was just, it's a Mata, just you can make it look like a Nochash, right? So in there, you can only make it look like a Nochash for a second. You can do it, and then it goes back to what it naturally is. You didn't affect the change. So then it went back to, okay, it's Kishuv. We don't know how Kishuv works. It's Kishuv, but Miyad, it goes back to being what it is. That's what it's saying. It became, it couldn't stay on as a Nochash for any time. Yeah, look at Nochash. Wow, all of a sudden, yeah, it's wagging its thing. But look at that. Wow, it's a stick again. Gone. When Moshe, what they did, what Moshe and Aaron did with the stick, when they said that was a nest, that was changing the teva. They made a nochash into a mat. They made a mata into a nochash, and then remade the nochash into a mata. So there, where the havana is that they took a mata and turned it into a nochash. So kolzman it's a nochash, bleibt is a nochash. It remains a nochash. Then afterwards they turn it back. So it's very important why it says es mataisam. Why does it say es mataisam? The Targum Yainasan teaches us because it says miyad. What's it telling you? That it couldn't exist for any amount of time as anything other than mataisam. whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was able to exist, just he turned it back into one. So what did that come to point out? The importance of that is to show that the chiluk between what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing and what the Chartumim were doing. The Chartumim, since it was only, in other words, it should be muchach to them that what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing is me'al anything that they're doing. It's showing that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. Because als kishuf, it should be miyad amata again. And his wasn't miyad, just he had to turn her back. So now both things are good chidushim in the pasuk. The reason why it was swallowed when they already reverted to being matis was because they had to be reverted to being matis because their kaychas was only kishuf, which doesn't give you a kaych to do anything more than to have a temporary apparition of an achash. But it goes back to a mat. The reason why it said why Moshe Rabbeinu's mata swallowed it dafka after Moshe Rabbeinu turned it back into a mata, that's to be magdil the nest that he was doing, that even a mata could swallow if the Rabbeinu Shleilu wants it to swallow. Right, that's okay. So we kitzer. Any semi-intelligent human being, right, who's yaitze mechlal, an idiot, should have seen this and said, okay, Moshe Amos was said also Amos. Right? You see the Rabbi, you see Yad Hashem. Did it? Didn't it? Did it. Now we'll go to that. That's Shem the Pasuk. That's what we learned from this Pasuk. Gemara Menachos, Taf Pehei Amid Aleph, discusses, brings a dialogue, a conversation between the Chatumim, between the Chatumim and the Shinar. So the Chatum had names Yoichana Umamre Amrule Amri Le Yotzi Menachas Pehem at Aleph Amri Le Yoichana Umamre Le Moshe. We're going to learn this Lefi the Rashi there. There's different pshitas, different pshatim in the Rishonim. We'll learn this Lefi the Rashi there in Menachas. That's where the Nekuda is, and it's a Yisod here from the altar from Kel. Amrule Yoichana Umamre Le Moshe. They said to Moshe, Teven Atomachnis La Ofriim. Ophraim is a place where they have farms and they have a lot of tevin, they have a lot of straw, they have a lot of these things. He says, you're bringing straw into a place. What does that mean? The bustling metropolis and the capital of Kishuv, right? The Kishuv capital was Mitzrayim. Kishuv capital of the world. They're assuming that what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, they're making light of what you're doing. Yeah, you're Rabbeinu Shalom Ahin, Rabbeinu Shalom Ahin. It's all Kishuv. Even though he's Mechiyach Not. It's all Kishuv. It's all Kishuv. So what they're telling him, they're saying, you're coming with your Kishuv Bemet. You expect us to be impressed with the Kishuv. We're the Spitz Kishuv people. This is the Kishuv capital of the world. So what are you bringing here? Like, what are you bringing where the main commodity of a place is Tevin, right? What are you bringing your Tevin over here? We need your Tevin. We're going to be impressed with your Tevin. It's nothing. Tevin is our expertise here. That's what they told him. Tevin atamachnis lofrim. Omer lehu. What did he answer them back? Amre Inshe Limosa Yarka Yarka. Wherever you go when you want to sell vegetables, where do you go? You go where the best vegetables are. Because that's where the market's gonna be. So I brought it, yeah. So the altar from Kelim Shtazan is what did they want? Rashi says there. Rashi, there's two Rashis on Menachos at that point. There's the Rashi Yoshin and then the Rashi Miksav Yad on the bottom. The top one says like this. What were they doing? They're making leitzonis that they came to Duk Shofim in the Shofim capital of the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, L'mosa Yarka Yarka Shkol means, L'ir Shegodal Sham Yerek Harbe Hove Yekirok Cholimker. The place where they have a lot of Yerek, where there's a big market of Yerek, bring your Yerek. And Rashi explains, Heim Amru Lei Divrei Leitzonis, V'hu Heishiv Lohem Kinyonam. What's he saying? V'hu Heishiv Lohem Kinyonam. They were saying leitzonis. They were making chizik of what Moshe and Aaron were doing. Yes, Rabbi Nishlam. What Rabbi Nishlam? Kish, joke. They made this mashal. Therefore, you are nothing more than bringing something here which we have plenty of. Now, in Moshe's answer, that's heishiv lohem kinyanam. He was going l'divreichem kilu, right? He was going l'divreichem. That what are they saying? You're right. There's plenty of it over here, but the place to bring something when you want to sell it is where the place that there's plenty of it. So they're kiilu being made that there is plenty of what they have to offer here. Frekta alta from Kelim, and it's what it that it's nearish a hoyda lahem chalila. Manshach. He says, Pasht Alpanov, it looks like. Alpanov, it looks like that they were made it, they were right. Chas v'shalom, you can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu would be made. And if you're going to tell me that they're coming to say that they stopped playing games with them, like, yeah, right, okay, and according to you, even according to you, he had a good line back, right? He says, you can't judge Moshe Rabbeinu Chas v'shalom by our standards. Like, if all it was a line, so why is it important for the Gemara to tell us this story? Right. What? Hey, Moshe Rabbeinu had a good line. What? There's a limud over here. He passed this from Moshe Rabbeinu to say such a thing. So the author from Kalan says, I mean, Markev, some dogmas, historical and contemporary, but the idea, Chaysamoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was emes. The shleimus of a person in the Bria is to strive to live a life of emes in a world of emes. Now, there are three levels, he says, three descending levels of someone who are mevakshei ha'emes. The highest level is the person who got to the point where the bikush ha'emes, bakoshes ha'emes, living a true life, is like a second nature to him. It becomes like a teva sheni, he calls it, right? Second nature. And therefore, he doesn't fall prey to any of these illusions and any of these ideas which would come in the world of Ratzinus. Let's say I want something that it should be the way you want it to be. You look at the world the way it is, the way the Rebbeinu Shlom set it up, and that's what it is, and that's what you do, and that's it. So that's the top guy. There's another guy who understands. You know, so the one who's second nature, so these things, they don't mean anything to him. The stuff in the world, like the taivas of Adam Hazar, or whatever else. Then there's the next darga of Mevakshei Hashem, that they're aware that there is such a thing of taivas, and they exist by them, but they're so strong in their Bikasha Emes that they push them off. Right? That's a push them off. That's also, that's level number two. Both of those levels are highly commendable. Then there's level number three, which is passable, but not highly commendable. Level number three is, this is his Lashon, asher sichlom cholosh, the seichel, it's always the seichel over the ratzon, right? The seichel is weaker. V'tavosam u'ritzoynam, and their taivas and ritzoynas u'midoseyem, ye'avru enei seichel lachshev ki toivhu. And and it will be ma'aver, it will blind the seichel, right? It will blind the seichel to convince him that that's good. We're going to touch that up, the yomik of that. Now these person already, these people will easily fall prey, right? Because they're being blinded to think that their ritzoynus are the real reality. Still, if somebody, but they're still at a level, if somebody will come and explain to them that it's not like that and show them, you know, look out of what you've convinced yourself into the real world and see that it ain't what you think it is, so they'll be mekabel. Okay, those three all work. Because the idea of what one is meant to do in life, they bring here. I saw other people bring it. I tried to find out where this comes from. I don't know. But they bring the Maimer HaChochem. The author from Kelim quotes it. I saw that in Shigurei Das, Rabbi Yosef Bloch quotes this as a Maimer HaChochem. I don't know where it comes from. But Maimer HaChochem, the Lashon is, the Lashon of the Maimer HaChochem that they bring is, you find the Lashon HaChochem. He says that here it is. Hachocham that the Maimer Hachocham is Hachocham Mamshich Atzmoy LaHametzius. The Chacham is Mamshich himself to the Metzius. Vasechel and the idiot is Mamshich HaMetzius Elov. That means a person has Ritzonus. And I'll explain what he's talking about. The worst level of guy, level number four. Is harachaykim mikulam zok the altar veheim rechaykim me'emes betachlis hamerchok. They're as far from the emes as one could be. Heim haraitzim. What do they want? Listen, sheritzaynam yihi emes dafka. It's not their balei taivas straying from the emes. They convince themselves, right? They define the emes based on their ritzayim. They create. I would call it. They create their own delusional reality. Right? They create their own delusional reality. They're living in their own. This has become their metzius. This is their world. So now everything has to shtim. I've created a world which evolves about my ritzinus. Anything that I want is good. And once anything that I want is good in that world, anything now that doesn't stem with my world is bad, is wrong. What does it look like to the person, to the smart person looking at it? He's at night and he wants it to be day. Well, you could want it to be day, but hey, it's night. Or you want it to be night. Hey, it's day. V'areze shov u'botel. Right? But what should a person be doing? Tzorach adam lishol ma'ato yoim o'layla. Is it day or is it night? V'chimashu ato v'hechrech. And whatever it is now, al pi mitzias, tzorach limshech ritzoynei. Kein tzorach limshech ritzoynei l'fiho emes. V'oz yatzliach k'maymer ha'chocham. That's this. Ha'chocham ma'amshech atzmei l'mitzias v'asechel ma'amshech ha'mitzias eilov. Over here, a person creates his own. It's not you create your own emes lefi your ritzonos, your subjective emes, your delusional reality, and based on that, you're all left. But that I want to go into and be masberit because I think it's a very relevant yisaid. Let's start out like this: you have a baby, a little baby, and you take the most expensive gold watch in the world. You give the watch to the gold. Put the gold watch in the hands of the baby. What's the baby going to do with it? Put it in its mouth. The watch isn't made for putting in its mouth. We all know that the watch is made for telling time, right? And a gold watch is made for keeping in a vault when you're not using it, and maybe in your hands and walking around with guards. But whatever. But it certainly ain't made for putting in your mouth. What's the baby doing it for putting it in your mouth? So there, everybody understands, right? That to do that, you have to have the level of understanding to understand what the metzias of the watch is, what it's meant for, and then you take it, and then you know what to do with it. A baby, and justifiably so, doesn't have the level, it's not developed the seichel to understand what it really is. So the baby is living in a the metzias that the baby is, everything is for its pleasure, everything is meant to put in its mouth. It doesn't make a difference what it is. Okay, that's a baby. The problem arises when the baby grows up and still stays a baby. Person grows up and you also have ritzainus. And a person has ritzainus. When a person's growing up with his ritzainus, but his seichel, then he has more advanced ritzainus. Right? But at that point, his seichel is meant to kick in. Right? And the seichel is meant to be growing up with him. When the seichel also grows up with him, so what does that mean? So now, the idea is that the seichel is mashal, a person is mashalit the seichel on the ritzainus. The seichel tells you, look, I understand that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. Or I understand that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And everything now has to stim with that. That's what the Maimer HaChocham calls, he's mamshich ritzainoi. Whatever I want is, whatever the Metzias is, I'm adapting to that. That's what I want. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants, whatever my world is, that's what I want. Asei ritzainoi kirtzaincha is the lashon of the Mishnah in office. Right? It starts, the Ratzon Hashem, that's the chosim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu was emes. The Ratzon Hashem is the real Metzias. Adapt yourself. Get with the program. Right? Get with the program. That's what you do. That's what you are. That's the Chacham who's mamshich ritzainoi to the Metzias. What's the ksil, the idiot who's mamshich the Metzias to ritzainoi? As you get older and the ritzainas get bigger, your mashlit, the Ratzon over the seichel. So now, you know that it exists, right? But that's all blocked out. What becomes, in your mind, your reality, is your ritzainus, the way you want to look at the world. The world becomes what you want to look at it, and then that's your, and that becomes the world. I mean, that's called being mamshich de metzias to your ratzon, defining your world as a delusional reality. You're taking your world and defining that by what you want, for example. For example, I think maybe I saw this particular example he brings someplace else. A doctor. Al derech hateva, if somebody was adapting himself to the metzias, right? The metzias is the Rabbeinu Shalom created this highly complicated bria, intricate bria, which only the Rabbeinu Shalom could have created. A doctor comes and he learns medicine. He sees that medicine has a cure to this, and it has a cure to this, and a cure to this, and you see the inner dynamics of how everything works and how it fits and what you think. And he also sees that there are many things which at the present moment medicine does not have an answer for. Right? So now what do you do with that? So here's the nafka minna. The one who's mamshich the rotz into the metzias is the metzias is everything the Eibush created. When this person who's the real world is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is the Emes of Torah, and a person looks at this thing, wow, what does he say? Everything you learn, wow, niflos abayri, right? And Ramela, he's matim his rotzen, and then, yeah, and niflos abayri, this is how much the Eibishter gave us to understand. The things that we don't as yet have an answer for is what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam al kol panim karega did not give us one time. What's the person who's mamshich ritzaynov, who mamshich the mitzias to ritzaynov? This guy, I accomplished. It's not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam mitzias. The mitzias, I accomplished. I understand. There's the I. There's the ego over here. There's what medicine is understand. We have done this. We have done this. So you so become, your world becomes involved. If you're mamshich the mitzias to ritzaynov, so if some, it, we, you have done something, right? And I, there's stuff that you can't do, that you're, so how are you saying it's all about you? Don't confuse me with the fact, your reality is a delusional reality. It's don't confuse me with the fact, this is my reality now. This is my world now. This is my world now. Take it with, okay, that's a popular subject in these here parts. If you take it with science and Torah, right? You take it with science and Torah. Also same idea. Also the same idea. If a person is matim, his rotzen, to the emes, so then the emes is there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Bari Olam, and the emes is if you're matim yourself to the metzias, and the metzias is Torah, which is the only emes, so then your filter becomes whatever shtims al pi Torah is emes, whatever doesn't shtim al pi Torah is not emes, right? Is not emes. If you're mamshich the metzias to your ritzonus, it's about your understanding and whatever. So then the world, what determines what's magdir and masbir and mavhir, what the world is science. Right? Is what I've, the level of understanding that I have. Now that's not just the world is that, but I have this level of understanding. Here there's also my gaiva involved in that world of the metzias. This becomes your metzias, your mamshich, the metzias to your ritzonus. This becomes the very essence of your belief, Mimela. Anything that so now what in this guy's delusional reality, right? And this guy's anything that stims with my knowledge of science, that's emes, right? That's my real existence. And anything that doesn't stim is wrong, right? And hence you come to whatever. I don't have to finish the sentence, right? And that's even assuming that this person knows anything about science, right? But that's aside. Okay. So that's that. Do I take it to different places? The metzias is different. The world is emes, and the world is nivra for people, and the world that we all understand is a unbelievable memra from Rabbi Yerucham Zecharino Levracha, that before the war, Rabbi Yerucham was nifter before the war, but he was in Berlin, famous maisa, he was in Berlin, and he saw a man kissing a dog. He saw a man like his dog. He said, man kissing your dog. He says, in this place, there will be mass killing. There'll be this years before the war. There will be unbelievable ritzichas over here. They could come to Alpanov, it looks, what do you mean? They're super humane people. They're so, even their dogs, they respect their dogs. He says, there's a tour of the world. In the world of the MS, you respect people, you own a dog. There's a thing of Tzar Balachayim, that's it. If this is what they're doing, so their whole metzias is not the emes and metzias. The whole metzias is me'uvat, the whole thing is krum. If the whole metzias is krum, so you could do things alpanov, oh, this is so humane, but you don't care about killing people. And that's it. It'll probably come to that too. V'kachava. You have it here also, like they don't care about a lot of things. But you know, in America also, like the biggest, the anti-cruelty society is the animals. Halavai, they should have an anti-cruelty society, and by Adam Lechaveroi, 1/1,000,000th of what these idiots have of the anti-cruelty society. I'm not saying Tzar Balachayim, Tzar Balachayim. But don't make that the Ikri Amunah, and that's the emes, and that's your whole metzias. When you have a distorted, a delusional reality, nothing is binding, everything could fall apart. Everything could fall apart. What does that have to do with this Gemara? This fourth level of person, right now, let's understand these chartumim. They weren't idiots, right? They were top in their field. They were intelligent people, right? They knew how to They were intelligent people. A, that's assumption number one. Assumption number two, they understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was no slouch. Right? They understood that Moshe Rabbeinu. So now what do you expect when you're doing this and you're having Moshe Rabbeinu? What do you expect Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, we did it too, right? What do you expect Moshe Rabbeinu to do? You expect Moshe Rabbeinu to, in this dialogue that you're having after it happened, what do you expect Moshe Rabbeinu to say? He'll start to show you and have a deep theological discussion and show you that the real Metzius is that the Rabbeinu Shalom is running it, and that's why what we did was different than what you did, and explain it all to them, right? That's what one would expect. These Khartoum were intelligent people, and that the Khartoum would say, it's not true, you're archaic, you're a caveman, you have the facts all wrong. The Metzius is Lefi our Ratzayin, is Lefi the way we are believing Shof. That's Lechair the way it should have gone down. There's a tremendous teichacha munach in the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu while we are going on with the Leitz Onos. He answered them, what's the worst, what does it mean? If somebody's coming and saying something which he knows that to you is preposterous, right? They're saying something, what they're saying, it's kshafim and we can do it. What you're doing is kshafim. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that's not true. They know that Moshe Rabbeinu knows that, thinks that it's not true. So what do they expect Moshe Rabbeinu to say? Well, start saying, yeah, no, it's not true. And to convince them, they're this fourth gather of people. To convince them, in a million years, he's not going to be able to convince them. So they're going to win. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He answers them in kind. It's not Mesiachas. You're saying like that, I got to go along with you. What does that mean? Because to the person on the fourth level, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. What's he tell you? You are so far gone that intelligence, that seichel, doesn't work by you. There's no point in talking to you even. That's the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu. A person can be so absorbed, a person could be so enveloped in his delusional reality that you won't be mukhan. That's what he said. That was the third level, was the guy that at least if somebody comes and explains it to him, he has enough of a... It occupies at least enough of a makam that he'll be mekabel it, and you'll show him the rest of the pieces. Like you'll come to the baby and show him and give him to understand what a watch does and what gold is worth. Okay, then you know, you get to that level, give him that level of understanding, you'll understand. But once you've created your delusional reality and you're totally living in your delusional reality, and mal daber, there's nothing to talk to him about. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's answer is. Okay, you're right. Yeah, bringing chitim. Yeah, you're right. I'm bringing you batsim over here, but this is the place to bring it. Hey, what do you mean? You're this intelligent guy. You're the proponent of all of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Ratzonis. I expected a deep theological discussion over here, and of course, I'm going to say that the real Metzius is my delusional reality. I'm going to argue with you, and you're just saying that. What do they understand from that? They're not even. That means they. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying you are operating totally al pi ritzonis and you've been mevatel any use of your seichel whatsoever. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's message to them is. It's a dalta from Talmud. That's a limud. That's a limud in everything. We all have decisions, and the scary part of that is a person can be convinced and even be mechiach to himself that a derech that he's chosen and something you're doing is 1000% emes. Right? This is a metzias, what I'm doing. It's the metzias is like I'm saying it is. But that could all be because you are mamshech the metzias to your ritzonis. Right? You have to, the aveda is to be dovuk in Torah, to keep the real, you know, take a reality check. Right? To have a reality check that it shouldn't be a delusional reality. That your metzias is defined ach v'rak al pi Torah. What's al pi Torah is emes. What's not al pi Torah is not emes. My ritzonis are to do what, and is batel to do whatever the Torah says is emes. At kedei that it gets to that matzah, which is the highest matzah, where a teva sheni by you comes to do the ratzon of the rabbanish, the emes, because that's the metzias, and there's no other metzias. Then only then can a person be sure that his decisions are based on the right criteria. Good job. Okay.